Set 4.1. Part A. Group Interaction. Sample Group Discussion. Candidates, you have 8 minutes for your discussion. You can look at the question paper and your note card, but please do not make notes during the discussion. Turn over the question paper. You may start now.
All right, let's start the discussion. We are going to talk about online shopping, its appeal, common problems, and how consumers can avoid the problems. In my view, what attracts me most about online shopping is its convenience and comfort. You don't have to travel or go to the shop, and you can do your shopping in the comfort of your home.
That's right. Apart from that, you can shop from around the world. How convenient is that? Now, many well-known brands and shops in many other countries have their online shops. Just one click, then we can go into their online shop and browse through all the items.
Talking about convenience, I feel so much more comfortable with online shopping in a way that all the items are systematically categorized with detailed descriptions and specifications. In contrast, when we go shopping in a shop, especially if the shop is busy or crowded, often I find it more difficult to find items that I am interested in. Shops don't usually have detailed signs telling you the different sections and where the items are placed. So, online shopping is easier, more comfortable, and more effective.
That's very true, especially when most of us can only go shopping on weekends, which are actually the worst days for shopping, with huge crowds in shopping centres and on the streets. Besides convenience, another appeal of online shopping is that consumers are able to compare prices and get the best deals much more easily.
Ah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. Yes, we can browse several shops to see which one offers the best price.
Also, I think you've probably noticed that in recent years, there are many more shops that are only operated online. I mean, they don't have a bricks and mortar shop because they don't have to pay the high rents and the overhead cost is much lower. These online-only shops often sell products at lower prices. As consumers, we benefit from paying less.
Well, even though online shopping has so much appeal, there are also disadvantages. To begin with, consumers can't inspect, touch, or try the products before purchase. No matter how good the photos or videos are showing the products, you still can't really inspect them and feel the materials, especially clothing items.
Yes, I agree. Also, the real products may be quite different from what is shown in the photos. In short, it can be quite different from what you expect. In addition, waiting for the items to arrive could be frustrating. There is usually the worry at the back of my mind that the item may get damaged during delivery, or worse, stolen or lost. Online shopping somehow depends on the efficiency and reliability of the mail system from where the online shop is located and where the customers live.
That's right. And that means there is always a risk with shopping online. Another thing about delivery is that postage for delivery is not free, so customers do have to take into account the postage they need to pay. Sometimes they may end up paying more when shopping online.
Yes. But because of more competition, many big online shops do offer free delivery or flat rate delivery when a customer's purchase is over a certain amount. In addition, some online shops now only use express delivery with tracking numbers to minimize the risks we have just mentioned.
Okay. But still, only some shops or bigger online shops are using the safer delivery method. Another problem with online shopping is security. As we have to use our credit card to pay online, our personal information may be stored by the shops. They may sell or use our information inappropriately.
Yes, that's a risk as well. Different countries have different privacy regulations and laws. So, if we are shopping from overseas online stores, we may not know what kind of protection we get regarding credit card information.
And let us not forget the problem of hacking. There is always the risk that our computer or the online shop's computer system may be hacked into and our information may get stolen.
One more thing about the problem of online shopping is that if we find the product damaged, it is much more difficult to ask for a refund or exchange. Again, different countries have different consumer laws. Consumers' rights may not be protected the same way as they are in Hong Kong. Well, maybe that's the price to pay for convenience.
Well, so what can we do to avoid the problems we've just mentioned?
Firstly, it's a good idea to buy from reputable or big online shops. I also ask my friends for their recommendations. Word of mouth is important.
Secondly, we need to pay attention to postage, information about refund and return policies, and how the online shops use our personal information. I never shop from online shops which haven't got clear information on these areas.
Thirdly, many big online shops do accept PayPal, a third-party paying system, which is much safer as the shop gets the payment without knowing the customer's credit card information. I always use PayPal if it's an available payment option. So my advice is to shop from online shops which offer this payment option.
And I shop from online shops operated in countries with high levels of consumer protection and a reliable mail system, such as the UK, the USA, and Japan. From my experience, I have never had a problem shopping with the big online shops from these countries.
I think time is running out. Let's quickly summarize the points we have discussed so far. Right. The appeal of online shopping is its convenience, accessibility to shops from all over the world, lower prices, and the comfort of shopping at home without travelling.
On the other hand, the downsides of online shopping include long delivery time, the risk of products getting damaged or lost during delivery.
Also, customers can't inspect, touch or try the products they want to purchase. Uncertainty about customer protection is also a disadvantage for online shopping. So, to avoid all the problems mentioned, we need to carefully choose reputable online shops to shop from and pay attention to payment, delivery and customer protection information.
All right, I think that's all we've got time for our discussion today. Thanks, everyone. Candidates, time is up. Stop your discussion now.